and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland is not going to become a sanctuary state. The state Senate president says a bill to protect people in the U.S. illegally will not pass the Senate in its current form.
Senate President Thomas V. Mike Miller says the state needs to allow immigrants to, quote, live in freedom, but not protect felons who are here illegally and end up in the judicial system. A bill that passed the House last week would prevent authorities from stopping people solely to ask about their status. His comments come 2 days after U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions urged Maryland not to pass the legislation. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Montgomery County police officer was hit by a car on I-270 earlier this morning while he was involved in a chase of a stolen car. The officer was hit as he got out of his cruiser along southbound 270 near Clarksburg. They say his injuries are non-life-threatening. The young woman who's accused of crashing her car into a police cruiser and nearly running down several officers near the U.S. Capitol yesterday is due in court this afternoon to face a list of charges. 20-year-old Talia Everett is charged with 7 counts of assault on a police officer, among other things. They call it Fix It, Fund It, Make It Fair. It's an all-encompassing plan being released today by Metro's largest labor union to fix what's wrong with the transit system. But judging by a hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, not everyone trusts the union.
People need to be held accountable. There is a personnel problem in Metro.
Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly is commending Metro GM Paul Wiedefeld for being the first GM in his memory to actually impose discipline. Wiedefeld says they've recently changed sick day policies to be less lenient, too.
For anyone that's out for more than 2 days, then it has to go to medical and not a supervisor making those decisions to grant additional days off.
He says fixing the system is a collaborative process.
We continue to reach out to the union to work together on solving these issues, because we're not going to solve them, either one of us, independently.
Union members were seen shaking their heads in the hearing room. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A little more than 2 months before Virginia's gubernatorial primary, one Republican candidate is trying a new tactic to win his party's nomination.
Prince William County Board of Supervisors member Corey Stewart's embracing Virginia's Confederate history as campaign numbers show him way behind frontrunner Ed Gillespie.
As governor, I will prohibit any locality from removing any statue of any Virginia war hero, whether they fought in the Revolutionary War or during the Civil War.
Gillespie's communications director, Abby Sigler, says in a statement, Stewart's a desperate candidate trying to salvage his flailing campaign. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Top members of the Senate Intelligence Committee are promising to steer clear of politics as they open a hearing on Russian interference in the 2016 election. Ranking Democrat Mark Warner of Virginia and committee chair Richard Burr, a North Carolina Republican, are ready for a hearing on disinformation tactics. A federal judge in Hawaii has extended an order blocking President Trump's travel ban. Douglas Chin is Hawaii's attorney general.
This is a great win for religious freedom. Judge Watson here in Hawaii made a ruling that upheld the First Amendment rights against disfavoring people based upon their religion.
Judge Derek Watson rejected the federal government's request that he narrow his ruling. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,659, the NASDAQ at 5898. Sports, the Caps get their 6th win in a row, beating Colorado. The Wizards lose to the Clippers. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both lose. Both will wrap up their Florida preseason schedules today. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0101 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0101 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0101.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee is America's iced coffee. It's rich, smooth, always freshly brewed. And Dunkin' has all the flavors you love. Also available in butter pecan and new coconut cream pie iced coffee flavors. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters, Silver Spring on Colesville Road. If you're trying to get down toward Four Corners, southbound after the Trader Joe's, if you're heading up toward, again, University Boulevard, accident reported right in that stretch. Onto the Beltway we go. From 95 to George Avenue, get pretty normal there. Inner loop slows past the IKEA, so a little bit of pressure on 95 to each loop of the Capitol Beltway. Just about done as you come out of Frederick to Urbana. It's right as you approach 109, where it's slow, Germantown and into Rockville, but lanes have been reported open. Yes, finally reopened in Dale City, all the lanes north on Interstate 95 as you head up toward the Occoquan. You might still see some activity on the right shoulder, but again, your lanes have been released with delays, though, out of Dumfries. A little bit unusual backup there. And on 66 East at Nutley Street, the broken down cleared out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing some rain into the forecast now as we look ahead toward late tonight and Friday. Friday may even get some thunderstorms. Clear this morning with some high clouds starting to filter in. We'll go through the day, become mostly cloudy, 56. Rain after midnight tonight, 47. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Centerville, 40 in Germantown, 43 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The head of the FBI says he knows he creates storms, but he also says he doesn't care.
Hello?
See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
You just raised our voice at someone who's simply disagreeing with you. You have interrupted me throughout this entire exchange, and rather than speaking respectfully and considerately, you raise your voice at me because you're uncomfortable. You are uncomfortable at being spoken to by someone who doesn't agree with you and recognize you don't know what you're talking about.
Gentlemen.
Enough of that. Man, I'm telling you, that was a slap fest is what that was. Matt Schlapp going at it with a guy named Jason Johnson over at MSNBC, sort of a liberal professor type. And joining us on the line right now, nonetheless for wear, is Matt Schlapp. Good morning to you, Matt.
Morning, guys. I can see why people worry about sending their college-age kids to campus.
I'm telling you, that was, I've seen some good fights over the year on television. That was one of the most intense things I think I've witnessed in a very long time. What was it like afterwards when all that was over?
He told me that it was just part of the job, and I didn't kind of know what that meant. But I think that the part that I don't usually get hot, most people who watch me on television say, hey, yeah, how do you keep your cool when you're talking to someone who is you disagree with so much? And I got hot because he called my friend a racist. I mean, Sean Spicer, someone to go to church
I should back up and let people know this was all about that interaction between Sean Spicer and April Ryan, the reporter. And you were on MSNBC to discuss whether or not, you know, it had been a disrespectful exchange of ideas.
Yeah, I mean, look, April Ryan is a friend of mine. I do think she asked a perfectly reasonable, respectful question. And Sean, I think, got real feisty with her, too feisty with her. But I sometimes give Sean a little grace because that's one of the toughest jobs for a Republican to do, to face the press every day. And, you know, I actually talked to April after this exchange because she's someone I keep in regular contact with. She's a great journalist. But, you know, I just don't think we should casually throw around the word racist. And when I get told that that Sean Spicer's a racist and that Donald Trump's a racist, it's just, after a while, it frustrates you. And in this exchange, I was told that I was not allowed to comment on race because I don't know what it's like to have racist treatment.
You were told that by whom?
By this Dr. Johnson.
Oh, by the guy you were going against, right.
Yeah, and my view is if you're going to call my friend a racist, or if you're going to say I'm a racist because I support Donald Trump, then you know what? I'm going to defend myself.
Yeah, well, it was in one of those most memorable encounters I've seen. So have you been asked back?
I have been. Matter of fact, I would say they semi-apologized, and they said they definitely wanted me back, and they said they'd like me on the set in New York. So I think I have a good relationship with the network. I'm one of the conservatives that goes on MSNBC regularly, and they treat me very well.
Well, sir, I would just like you to know that Sean Spicer is a racist, and you are a friend of Sean's. And based on the communicative properties of racism, you therefore are a racist. And I think that's the end of this the discussion.
Now he wants now he's going to start up with you.
No, you guys know me better. You know me better.
Yeah, no, we do. I just find it the racism card being thrown down at all times, and the fact that he tells you afterwards that that's just part of the job. I just think that that's wrong, because it's not genuine, and I think there's something wrong with that. Let's talk about the Russia investigation. And the Senate Intel Committee has asked 20 people to be questioned in this Russia investigation, and apparently we're going to do it bipartisan. We're going to do this jointly and together. Do you truly believe that this is going to be a bipartisan effort?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a bipartisan effort in both the House and the Senate. And Richard Burr is someone I know really well, and I think he'll do a great job. I think the one thing you have to remember is, and this came up with this MSNBC interview too, is the Democrats are still going to be Democrats and the Republicans are still going to be Republicans. There's this perception that somehow when it comes to these investigations, they shed their party affiliations. They don't. They'll be aggressive for their party's interests, but I also hope that each chairman and ranking member will fairly allow the American people to see the facts. And those facts also include, which looks more and more like totally inappropriate and misuse of executive powers on surveillance.
Yet I heard Charles Krauthammer, whom I respect, and I think Charles is a very fair man, and I think he has a good take on things. He pointed out that the closer the Devin Nunes gets to the truth and to exactly what happened as far as the unmasking goes, the louder you hear Democrats scream for him to recuse himself. So that's why I question whether this is going to truly be a bipartisan effort, since I think getting close to the truth may be an outcome that they don't like.
Look, the Democratic Party has Trump derangement syndrome. We've all seen it. They still can't get over the fact that he's the president, and they believe they can delegitimize him early in his presidency, and that'll prevent him from filling the forthcoming openings on the Supreme Court with strong conservatives and pressing forward on a very aggressive agenda. That's what this is all about. So although I think that both committees will, I'm hopeful they'll do a good job presenting the facts to the American people, at least the information we should see. Don't expect the Democrats to stop being Democrats. And part of their the number one step in their playbook is to destroy the Trump presidency.
You know, as I look at this Russian thing, though, I mean, I'm coming to sort of a conclusion on it, that there is more and more and more evidence that indeed the Obama administration in its waning days was spying on the Trump campaign and the Trump transition effort in a very detailed way. I mean, it seems more and more there's a lot of there.
Mm-hmm.
However, on the issue of Russian collusion, I mean, there's a list as long as my arm of people who have seen the documentation and have come out and said in one way or another, there's not anything there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think sometimes in campaigns, and I've been on a couple of presidential campaigns, you'll have mid-level staffers who want to try to, you know, bring a bone home for the boss, you know, and they want to show that they're well-connected. And if anything else, this could be like the bumbling activities of the mid-level people who wanted to act like they were well-connected to places like Russia. The idea that Vladimir Putin, I mean, just think about this. This is the Democrats' charge. The idea that Vladimir Putin needed anyone's help to figure out how to hack our institutions is laughable. Russia is on the cutting edge of having the technological capabilities of listening in on conversations and hacking people. They don't need anyone's help. And the Trump campaign, believe me, had no role in doing any of that.
Yeah. In fact, when the Russians have actually officially sort of leaked stuff out from their intercepts, it becomes very clear they are very good at this.
They might be the best on the globe.
Yeah.
Just very quickly about health care here. Are we going to see another vote on health care, another stab at it happening soon?
I believe so. I think there are quiet conversations going on. Matter of fact, I'm literally driving to a meeting on the House side to talk about it. I think that I think there's a lot of Republicans who realize, and I just wrote a column for this in The Hill, that it would be political malpractice for the Republicans to go back to the voters in 2018 and say, yeah, we talked about repeal and replace, but, you know, we kind of moved on. I don't think that's going to work very well.
And I think the other thing they have to do is they have to get out, and maybe it's President Trump who has to get out there and explain everything to the American people, talk to the American people the way he did during the campaign. We're not stupid, but if you lay it out for us, we'll get it. And I think they really, really dropped the ball, as usual, on messaging. Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week. What's left of it?
Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Brian.
Okay.
It is 8:15. It is time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. Here we go. Trying to get out of Gaithersburg into Rockville. I spoke too soon. Said it was just about the volume. Now we have a crash. Right as you approach Montrose Road and the lane divide, right at the split there, is in the center of the roadway. And I'm just looking at traffic coming to a halt. So be very careful. Cars in front of you are stopping. South on 270 again with this crash at the lane divide. Watch for police direction. Now, let's get you into Virginia where we had the earlier accident. North on 95, Dale City, that was cleared to the shoulder. Still some lingering delays as you come out of Dumfries up toward those points. Now on 66, the broken down cleared at Nutley Street. So a little bit of that lingering slowdown as well. Getting in through town hasn't been so bad. New York Avenue is once you get past Bladensburg Road, then you have to stop and go through the signal lights. Good northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel. And on the freeway, volume in each direction, but that had been incident-free coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today we have partly cloudy skies, but they will become more overcast during the afternoon, and we'll have a high of 57 today. Tonight, rain showers start early. They will evolve into a more steady rain overnight with a low of 47. And we have a chance of rain tonight, 70% with rainfall near a quarter of an inch. Tomorrow, thunderstorms throughout the day, a high of 64 with chance of rain 100%. Currently in our nation's capital, we are holding at 45 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Thursday in Greenbelt. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
So there are some things that our Vice President Mike Pence will not do alone.
Wrong.
Things like dining by himself. He won't go to himself. We'll go by himself to a restaurant. You know, have dinner by himself, something like that. Won't do it.
Well, the way I read this was that he won't actually have dinner alone with another woman that's not his wife.
Right, exactly. I want to know if you feel the same way. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Yeah, that's what he will not do. He will not dine, not be cut by him alone because he doesn't like to sit there with a magazine and look like he's doing something, but because he will not dine alone without his wife. Mm. He does not want to be seen, you know, especially with another woman. It's okay if he's with a man, but he will not dine with another woman by himself because Washington, D.C. is a let me tell you, gossips.
Yep.
And I knew another senator who was like that. Mm-hmm. I will not name names. Who we were happened to be staying in the same hotel in the D.C. area.
Right.
And working together, actually. And I said, hey, I'm going to go downstairs to the bar. They had snacks, like a happy hour type thing. I'm going to go downstairs and go grab something if you want to meet me. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't. Like, what? Like, we're in public downstairs in the hotel. What? And we even actually drove together to work, but could not ride like the elevator down together. You know, like if he was coming down, it was just the funniest thing. Are you the same way? Now, I'm not like that with my husband. I'm just not. He actually read in his ex-girlfriend's wedding. She came to our wedding. One of my old boyfriends came to our wedding. I'm just like that. Well, my feeling is if your partner's going to cheat, they're going to do it whether you're around or not. I mean, it's I don't know.
Mike Pence is an evangelical Christian.
Yes.
And he takes his religion very seriously. And he takes his image and his reputation very seriously. And you are right. This is a town where, you know, you see something out and next thing you know, it's in some blog somewhere. So, you know, I can understand this. And so when he says that he doesn't want to eat alone at a table with a woman who's not his wife, I get that. I understand that. When he says he won't go to an event where alcohol is served without his wife in attendance, I absolutely get this. I actually sat on a plane with Mike Pence one time on a flight back from Indiana, and I noticed he will also spend his time doing Bible study. This is just the core of what the man is. And what's really weird about this article in the Washington Post is they point these things out as if these are really strange and unusual things. And I think that in many parts of the country, these are not strange and unusual things. These are things that people of the Christian faith think about, and they care about their reputations, and they don't want to be perceived by others. And they try to live in life of example. And I think that's what he's doing here. And I sort of respect him for it.
First of all, I truly don't care what other people think. But I don't see it as you know, leading a life of example, having dinner with a friend. I have friends from high school that I've known since second grade. And for instance, tomorrow night, I'm going out because my husband's working, and I'm like, and he's like, oh, go have a great time.
You're going out with a guy?
Yeah.
Okay. And look, that's fine and good. I don't have a particular problem with it, but you do understand that other people could look at it and go, yeah, I saw her out with a man. That wasn't her husband.
Yeah. Me caring what other people think pretty much stopped in about eighth grade. seriously, because my feeling is if I worry about what other people think all the time, I'm not living my life. I'm living my life for what other people think.
Yeah.
But if it works for them in their marriage,
I think it does.
I certainly don't have a problem. I'm not going to critique them.
I certainly think it's something that is not uncommon in some faith, and I don't think it's uncommon in some parts of the country. I think people in parts of the country do sort of observe this kind of strategy. I think it's something that is just remarkable to me is that the Washington Post thinks it's weird.
Well, I love my husband dearly, but I can't imagine not being able to go out tomorrow night because he's working. So I have to sit home and sit there and wait for him. I can't go out with my friend or friends because he's working, you know, and we're going to a bar to go see another friend's band play. And there'll probably be a whole bunch of us who go. But because there's alcohol being served there, I should stay home. And listen, I'm not knocking the Pences. If that works in their marriage, totally down with it. All right, we'll take your calls coming up. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. It is now 8:22 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Style. Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Brett Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Brett gives you their exclusive Ted Brett for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Brett. Arrive in style in American-made luxury. Ted Brett Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-614-3214 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-614-3214 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-3214. That's 800-614-3214. Call now.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
There's still time to enroll in the UMUC MBA program starting April 5th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It is 8:25. It is time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia Beltway commuters, be very careful. A broken down car, no help with it. And we don't want it to be an accident or you involved in it. On the inner loop, north of the toll road, as you pass the Georgetown Pike, there's barely a shoulder there. The car tried to get on the shoulder, but it's halfway in that left lane. So everyone's getting up right behind the car and then needs to get out of that lane. So again, inner loop, north, as you head north of the Georgetown Pike. On 395, getting it done. Police now at the scene of the minor crash, doing the paperwork on the right shoulder, northbound 395, before the 14th Street Bridge. Already one of the vehicles has moved along, so they're just about wrapped up. 270, boy, we're jammed here through Rockville with the crash southbound at the lane divide. It was initially in the center of the roadway, so watch for police fire department at the scene. Update sponsored by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm announces a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get savings of a lifetime, like up to 70% off famous name brand mattresses, only at Mattress Firm. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a little cloud around. Other than that, we should be in pretty decent shape today. We'll roll through the daytime hours with sunshine mixing with clouds early. Then mostly cloudy later, 56. Rain rolls in later tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're still at 45 degrees at 8:26 on WMAL. So the Pences do things a little differently for some. Maybe others think this is the way, maybe this is how other people run their marriage. But Mike Pence will not dine or drink with a woman since he got married without his wife there. And he will not attend an event that has alcohol at it unless she is there as well. Now, for me, I find this odd. That doesn't work for my husband and I. We've been married for 20 plus years, and there's times I'm like, go have a great time. And there are times when he says to me, go have a great time, because of our work schedules and things like that. It's a little weird for us. Jacob in Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Hey,
Jacob,
good morning.
What do you think about this? You agree?
Yes. I'm very conservative myself. I've respect Mike Pence even more for that policy of his. I share similar beliefs, and I've handled things similar to that. For example, I had to tell a lady that I wouldn't travel with her to another to a work location alone. I think it's a great thing because this generation, especially my generation and the one upcoming, is so loose. Anything that can preserve a marriage is awesome in my view.
I think trust is essential in a marriage. And for me, I totally trust my husband. And I'm not saying the Pences don't trust each other, but
no,
doesn't.
I think it's just that he does it as an act of respect for his wife.
And, yeah,
I think that's admirable, actually.
Yeah, that's fine. And Phil slams me. He says, Mike Pence is a man of God and his testimony is strong. He respects his wife and knows the proper boundaries for a marriage. Anything less than that, a person is nothing more than a player. Well, gee, thanks, Phil. Appreciate it. It is now 8:28 on WMAL.
Did you know from 2014 to 2015, the average annual timeshare maintenance fee increased by more than 8%? Did you see 8% nicer amenities at your timeshare? Was the food 8% better? Then why are you paying 8% more? If you're tired of paying for a timeshare that you're not using or can't use, visit Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. With local experts right here in Alexandria and Towson, visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
For handmade Oriental rugs at a fraction of retail, this is it. After three generations in business, Persico Oriental Rugs is closing forever. Why pay retail when you can save 60 to 70% on all handmade rugs, new and antique, all sizes, 2x3s to palace sizes, all 60 to 70% off. Now at Persico Oriental Rugs, 303 Mill Street, Vienna, Virginia, just off Maple Avenue. Call 703-281-3838. That's 703-281-3838.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CudaCam by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
All right, internet providers may soon be mining your personal data, and they will not need your permission. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A Montgomery County police officer was hit by a car on I-270 early this morning while he was involved in a chase of a stolen car. The officer was hit as he got out of his cruiser on southbound 270 near Clarksburg. They say his injuries are non-life-threatening. The woman accused of crashing her car into a police cruiser and nearly hitting several police officers near the Capitol yesterday is due in court this afternoon. 20-year-old Talia Evert is facing a list of charges. In about 90 minutes, Russia's alleged role in the 2016 U.S. presidential election comes into focus on the Senate side of the Capitol.
The Senate Intelligence Committee is making clear they are just getting started, and they have a long list of people they want to talk to try to get to the bottom of Russia's meddling in the 2016 campaign.
We, together with the members of our committee, are going to get to the bottom of this.
The Senate Intelligence Committee holding its first public hearing on Russia today as political infighting jeopardizes the House probe. The leaders of the Senate panel saying they plan to interview 20 witnesses about Russia's attempts to influence the U.S. election.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Legislation in Annapolis that would turn Maryland into a sanctuary state apparently is dead. Senate President Mike Miller says the Trust Act, as currently written, just won't pass the Senate. And even if it somehow did, Governor Larry Hogan has vowed to veto it the moment it reaches his desk. A federal judge in Hawaii who temporarily blocked President Trump's revised travel ban has now extended his order. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,659, the Nasdaq at 5898. Sports, the Clippers clobber the Wizards, the Caps beat the Avalanche. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both lose. Both play their final Florida preseason game today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep. Up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't wanna hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at comcast.com/service.
You know the phrase, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail? If you're relying on an individual financial advisor for financial advice, you might not be getting the results you're looking for. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Our 15 professionals work together to give you complete financial solutions. For thoughtful financial advice, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
When is the last time your rugs had a deep down professional clean? For more than 60 years, Hadid is a name you can trust. Right now, for every two rugs cleaned, you get a third rug cleaned free, including free pickup and delivery. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. Big delays here through Rockville dealing with the crash. Still along the left side. They tried to get everything to the shoulder, but that left lane still blocked southbound right as you come up to the decision point of the lane divide, whether to head to the left or the right, southbound on 270. That's the focal point of those delays. Pretty intense here. We have two broken down cars on the Beltway right now. That always makes me nervous. We don't want that to be a crash. First, we'll start Maryland and Silver Spring. As you come out of College Park, outer loop right near New Hampshire Avenue. That was reported to be in the second lane from the right with no help on the scene a few moments ago. And I'm still looking at this broken down car on the Virginia Beltway with no help there on the inner loop just north of the Georgetown Pike. That's in the left lane. They now have their trunk open and their hazards on, but everyone trying to swerve around this car. On 395, as you come through Landmark, off and on across the 14th Street Bridge, slow crash along the way was cleared from the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry start to the day. We'll squeak out a dry day today before the rain arrives to wrap up the month tomorrow. Clouds and sunshine early, mostly cloudy later, 56. Rain after midnight tonight, 47. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Haymarket, 45 in La Plata, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. Congress has passed a bill. It has passed the House. It's passed the Senate, headed to the president's desk, and he is expected to sign it, that would roll back some regulations regarding internet privacy that were scheduled to go into effect later this year. They had been put forth by the Obama administration, and the Trump people and the Republicans on Capitol Hill have basically undone that and said it will not happen. And a lot of people are a little upset about it, and I sort of, in this weird one particular case, find myself more on the side of the Obama regulation than I am the Republicans who have undone the Obama regulation. Generally, I like undoing regulations, don't get me wrong. But this one has to do with internet privacy, and here's the thing. What is now going to happen is that internet service providers, the ISPs, the people who give you access to the internet at your home, perhaps, maybe they're a cable company like Verizon or Xfinity or Comcast or AT&T, they will now be able to share the information about your internet searches. Now, that happens when you use your browser. If you use Google, for example, you have a relationship with Google. You have decided, I want to use the Google device, and I want to use that to find out and use that as my search engine. And sort of in return, they get to look at what you search for, and they share that information. That's why when you go on the internet after searching for a product that you're interested in buying, all of a sudden you see the ads on the internet about that product. That's how that happens. You go on Facebook. Well, you've decided you want to participate in Facebook. You've checked the little box that says, I agree to your rules. They also monitor the things that you look at, and that becomes information that they sell to other people. The difference in this case for me when it comes to the internet service provider is this is your access to the internet, which, by the way, you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And according to these new rollbacks, going forward, these internet service providers would be able to share your information with other people in a sort of genericized way, but a way that would allow them to then advertise to you without your knowledge. without asking for your permission ahead of time. And if you happen to have the same internet provider that provides your cable that also provides your phone, well, then they're going to have a pretty complete picture of everything that you look at.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, how do you feel? I don't like this rollback. I hope that the president decides upon reflection not to sign it, but apparently he is planning to sign it. Do you agree or do you disagree? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
So do you feel dirty?
Dirty how?
Well, you agreed with President Obama, so I'm just curious how it feels.
It's rare, and I struggle with this, but I sort of don't like the idea of people having my information without my knowledge.
Well, and that is the bugaboo for me. I am not thrilled. I don't like the idea of not being notified of their, because I'm one of those rare birds who actually reads the terms of the agreement. Most people just click because there's a lot of it.
Right?
Blah, blah, blah. I actually weed my way through, find the meat of it, and then I read it first. So I have a problem with not being informed of it. That, to me, is a breach of my privacy. I should be informed that you are going to do that. That's my first problem with it. My second problem is I don't have a whole lot of choice. It's pretty much a monopoly where I live on internet providers.
Yeah, you only get one choice in some places,
right. In some places, there's literally one choice. But if they don't have to inform you that they're going to do it, A, you don't know, but B, you do know that they're all going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to do it. And so that, to me, is the problem. I'm well aware of the fact that everywhere I go, someone is data mining me. I do my best. For instance, I don't have the Facebook app on my phone, because if you read the agreement, by doing that, you give them access to your list of contacts. So they can then try to match up people on your Facebook page, especially if you have the last name in there, with the people in your if they're friends with you on Facebook. Like, for instance, you and I being friends on Facebook, Brian, and I have your phone number in my phone as Brian Wilson. They can then match up my phone contact with you and I being friends and now have your phone number.
Yeah.
So I don't subject my friends on Facebook to that violation of privacy. Vast majority of my friends had no clue that that's what the app allows them to do. So I think that we are blissfully ignorant when it comes to data mining and data collection.
It's a lot more than you realize,
but the vast majority of people just click the I agree box.
All right, to the phone lines we go. Tom in Woodbridge, you're on with Brian and Mary. So do you want this rule to be rolled back as the Republicans have chosen to do? Or do you like what was in place?
Actually, I'm like you, Brian. I find myself agreeing with the previous administration. But then again, I guess I'll put it, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah.
I mean, they get it. If you pay for it, I get the choice. If I'm not paying for it, I get a free service, like you said, then okay. But if I'm already paying money, no. I should, at the very least, should have the option to tell them no.
All right.
I agree 100%. If I'm paying for it, I should have. I don't like the lack of notification. That part of this really bothers me.
Yeah. Now, look, there are a lot of different ways to look at this, and we want to take more of your calls. Phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Do you like this idea of internet service providers being allowed to sort of monitor what you do when you're on the internet? I mean, everything that you do on the internet. We'll take more of your calls coming up in just a moment. It's 8:40.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Come join Van Meter Companies in support of Children's National Medical Center at the 25th Annual Van Meter 5-Mile Run on Saturday, April 1st at 8:30 a.m. at Broadlands Marketplace in Ashburn, Virginia. Check out all the details at www.vanmeter5milerun.org.
It's now 8:45, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, one of our toughest spots right now is 270, trying to get through the delays out of Gaithersburg and down to the lane divide in Rockville. That's where crews have been dealing with this crash. Initially, it was in the center of the roadway. Looks like the left lane is still partially crowded here. A lot of activity. So southbound 270 right at the lane divide. You can see those flashing lights. Now, if you're continuing into Virginia, that does open everything up. Gone to the spur and toward the Legion Bridge into Bethesda. No delay on that interloop side. So that's the good news there. On the top side, 95 to George Avenue remains in that stop and go for the commute. Same story to the Wilson Bridge before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Virginia, 395 north as you pass the Pentagon toward the 14th Street Bridge. That crash gone. And for the George Washington Parkway, still passing the overlooks and heading down not only the Key Bridge, but over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Still bunched up quite a bit. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry start to the day. We'll squeak out a dry day today before the rain arrives to wrap up the month tomorrow. Clouds and sunshine early, mostly cloudy later, 56. Rain after midnight tonight, 47. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we're at 45 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
All right, so there is a bill that's passed the House, the Senate, going to the President. He's expected to sign it that will prevent some Obama regulations regarding the Internet privacy to go into effect later this year. So they basically have rolled back these regulations before they went into effect. But the regulations were designed to keep Internet service providers, people like AT&T and Verizon and the others who provide you your access to the Internet, from selling information about where you go on the Internet and what you look at. Browser information. You know, when you use a browser, you can kind of expect that, in exchange for getting a search engine, they're getting a little information about the things I'm interested in, which they sure can somehow data mine and sell. And when you use like Facebook, well, you've agreed that I get a product and a way to stay in touch with my friends. That's what I gain. Mm-hmm. But there's a contract, but they get to also know the things that I'm interested
sure
in. That's one of the things that you do. But this would just basically allow them to basically look at everything you do on the Internet and share that information. How do you feel about that? Phil, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What do you think, Phil? Line three.
News. Brian, you're falling for the fake news. This is unbelievable.
No, I'm not. I'm reading right out of the I'm reading right out of the Wall Street Journal here this morning.
Yeah, they've got it completely wrong. This is actually a jurisdictional power grab. Up until 2015, everyone on the Internet was regulated the same by the Federal Trade Commission. Mm-hmm. The Obama FTC, as part and parcel of their plan to reduce the Internet to a regulated public utility, preempted FTC jurisdiction, created this vacuum as a pretext to then impose far more draconian regulations on ISPs than what applies to Google, which had a very tight crony relationship, more than 250 personnel moving in and out of the Obama administration. The problem with this FCC rule is that it treats like competitors very, very differently. It unfairly advantages Google. The overturn of this is part of sending it back to the FTC, treating everyone fairly on a level playing field. There is not going to be any lapse in protection.
All right.
Nobody is selling any browser history.
Let me read.
Your ISP doesn't have your browser history because the vast majority of websites you go to are encrypted. That's the S in HTTPS.
Let me share with you, if I could, then, Phil, what the Wall Street Journal has reported about this. Wall Street Journal, not a left wing paper at all. The FCC rules never went into effect. The measure
correct
Congress has approved would give telecom telecom companies far more comfort than they can construct detailed profiles of their customers' behaviors and tastes and share the information with marketers without being punished by regulators. For example, a wireless provider might track which websites and apps a consumer uses in addition to their location and use that information to help determine which products they are likely to purchase. Mm-hmm. If a consumer uses the same telecom provider for wireless, broadband, and TV services, the provider could, in theory, track the majority of the consumer's online behavior and media consumption. Hmm. I'm not sure I want that. How about Jesse in Fairfax? You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Jesse?
Hey, guys. So, you know, the way I view this is these are private companies that you're going to, being these ISPs. They've got terms and conditions. Everything's above board. If you elect to not use them because they choose to sell your information because of the way the regulations go into effect, don't pay for the service. There's no inherent right to an Internet service provider. There's no inherent right to Internet connectivity. You know, all these websites that you go to, all the apps you use are already collecting all this information anyway.
Yeah, but so I don't pay anything for Google. I don't pay anything for Facebook. I do pay for access to the Internet.
You're right, but it's a private company.
Yeah.
So there is no inherent right.
And I'm a private individual, and I don't want my information sold to anybody.
Sure, then don't use them. I mean,
what are my options? Not to go on the Internet?
Well, it would be to not use any of the ISPs that choose to do that. Now you've got an open competition.
Now that's...
You could have ISPs that could say, we will not sell your information. Come to us as a customer.
And that
but that sounds
that
good, but they're restricted so much in so many areas, mm-hmm. we don't have a choice. You know, this is your one choice. This is it.
Well,
go to the library,
it's an interesting debate. It's one that we'll continue to follow. 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Do you know the difference between a heart attack and sudden cardiac arrest? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A heart attack happens when your blood circulation becomes blocked. Sudden cardiac arrest is the result of electrical disturbances that cause your heart to suddenly stop beating. The key to survival, CPR, a defibrillator, and/or chest compressions until EMTs arrive on the scene. But can you prevent sudden cardiac death before it happens? A recent report by the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association lays out 10 measures for preventing SCD. As a patient, you want to focus on these three: knowing your family history when it comes to heart issues, making sure you, your friends, and your family are well trained in CPR, using a defibrillator, and administering chest compressions, and stop smoking. Well, then again, you should have never started in the first place. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI, so connect with us and let's grow your business.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
When you buy from Tedbridge Ford, you get life. Tedbridge for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. It doesn't end after 10 years. It doesn't end after 100,000 miles. It never ends. Drive a new 2016 Ford F-150 for up to $12,000 off MSRP. And only Tedbridge gives you their exclusive Tedbridge for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedbridge.com.
Ticket number 61961 with approved credit plus tag and title. $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates applied. All to dealer. Must take delivery by 3/31/17. See dealer for details.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO. And get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and license your information.
855 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And you have a fantastic day, Jamie.
You do the same. You know, we have a little bit of a late rush hour in 270 leaving Gaithersburg and into Rockville. And that's due to the crash right at the lane divide, which has been cleared now. So all of the travel lanes are open, even that far left lane. So again, 270 south, Gaithersburg, Rockville down to the lane divide, lingering with those delays. Not so bad at the American Legion Bridge right now, and better news on the Virginia Beltway. The broken down car that I was so worried about, nobody hit it, thank goodness. Now we have the VDOT safety truck there with the big arrow board. Interloop northbound in the Georgetown Pike blocks that left lane safely. On 66 eastbound as you approach the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, had a stalled car reported along the right side with police there. Slows as you come through Arlington and off of the George Washington Parkway. No problems to report right now. Southeast Southwest Freeway, but slow coming out of Virginia over the 14th Street Bridge. Update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a little cloud around. Other than that, we should be in pretty decent shape today. We'll roll through the daytime hours with sunshine mixing with clouds early. Then mostly cloudy later, 56